We have the Inspector General who said, they had 1 million FISA warrants. Sorry, it was an error, what the hell? That's crazy. So the FBI needs to be, have their budget slashed. It needs to be broken down and rebuilt, and it needs to have complete oversight by the Congress of the United. And notice one other thing. Sean, the Democrats are perfectly fine with the Stasi, because it's their Stasi. The New York Times, the Washington Post, you know, what are they going to do? Turn back their Pulitzers? They're perfectly fine with the Stasi, too. It is only we conservatives anymore who believe in civil liberties, trust me on this, it's true. That's it. I'm done. Hannity, dangerous times for the country, Mark. And the sad part is, I'm going to ask you one other question. It, not only were they not held accountable for 2016, then the FBI pre-bunking what they knew was a very real Hunter Biden laptop in 2020. Then the CIA, the Dirty 51 as Miranda calls them. We had active employed CIA agents recruiting former intel officials. When are they going to be held accountable? Isn't that putting cinder blocks on the scale of our elections in this country? 11. They're never going to be held accountable. Because the only entity that can prosecute them is the one that's working on this and participating in it. And they are interfering with the 2024 election today. With a special counsel in Washington, D.C. With these phony criminal investigations. They're interfering with the election again today. The President Biden, it's his FBI, it's his Attorney General. It's his DAS, they're interfering with the election, the third election in a row. There's no question about it. Hannity, all right. The great one, Mark Levin. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.